Chip McCabe. I'll tell you something right now. Chip is, he is quite a young man, director of marketing, Hartford Improvement District, and has done so much already. And Hartford is coming alive. Hartford is coming back, and he's going to be talking about the activism of Pratt Street that starts at the end of May. And this is going to be another area that we're all going to be so proud of. Chip, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, and you know, I have to give you a lot of credit. I think it's marvelous what you are doing with the team that you're working with is doing. And I'm glad that you're going to be able to talk about Pratt Street, the start of the end of May, how this is all going to work out. And that's why we wanted you here today to tell this to our radio audience.
Yeah, we're very excited to once again bring back what we have dubbed the Pratt Street Patio. Beginning May, the Tuesday after Memorial Day, which I believe is May 28th. I don't have a calendar in front of me. I apologize.
It's all right. I do that all the time.
Monday through Thursday, the street will be closed to vehicular traffic from 11 to 2. And on Friday, it will be closed to vehicular traffic from 11 to 9. On Thursdays, we will be offering free lunchtime music. We've got already 17 local original musicians and musical acts lined up to play every Thursday through the end of September. And on Friday nights, we're going to have a whole host of entertainment. We've got four Salsa Socials planned, which is a very popular series, monthly series that we do. Imagine 300 people salsa dancing right on Pratt Street. It's a beautiful
really?
Sight.
Really? How many? 300?
Yes, between 250 and 300 people who come out onto Pratt Street. We do the first one is June 21st. So it's the same day as Make Music Day. The Greater Hartford Arts Council is going to have music on Pratt Street all day that day. And then we're going to cap it off with a Salsa Social right on the street. People dancing. We bring a DJ out, and it's from 5 to 8 p.m. It's just a beautiful sight. And the weather holds out. It is awesome.
You know, Chip, this is the way Hartford used to be. And I get so excited because it's all coming back. It's going to take us a while, but it is improving every single day, and Hartford is going to be Hartford again.
Well, we're very excited. The Pratt Street Patio, you know, was a pilot program a couple summers ago.
That's right.
Last year was very successful for us. You know, the city is behind the initiative. I have to thank Julio Concepcion, who was on city council at the time, and is now the head of the Chamber of Commerce. He was a big part in getting the patio started. You know, the BID and the Chamber and Business for Downtown Hartford and all of these groups have put a lot of work and effort into the Pratt Street Patio itself. And we're very excited about the programming. You know, Pride Fest takes place now on Pratt Street every year. Hartford Prince does their Hartford Handsome event on Pratt Street every year. So it's a great little venue for us to kind of showcase the businesses on the street and showcase downtown Hartford.
You know, when you stop to think about this, Chip, and stop to think about the area, Hartford is really, really coming together. I remember the big bank, okay, and I remember doing programs from the big bank, and then all of a sudden, people are moving in and living there, and it's all coming alive. And I just think it's going to take us a little while, but we are getting there, and we're going to get back to the way we were.
Well, like I said, we're very excited. We have a lot of programming lined up this summer. When I come back next month, we'll talk about all the cool stuff we're doing up on Constitution Plaza as well.
So you're going to be back with us. That's great.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks a million, Chip, but this is a great story that you had with you this morning, and we look forward to talking to you the next time.
Sounds good. Thank you for your time.